And Holy Spirit, whatever it takes to break through when I'm not listening, please break through. Take care of my kids. Lord, I'm putting them in your hands. And forgive me for fear, because I know I've probably planted fear in them over the years. Oh, Lord, get all that out. So then we have fright and we have alarm. Whatever you want to call it. I just called it the alarm system. Next, panic. I don't know that I had panic, but I think some of you have gotten to a place of panic. That's when you break out into sweat, your heart beats fast. And for people who've talked about this, is a very strong spirit. By the time you go from fright to alarm to panic, the devil is actually in your body as if you had cancer. It'd be like having cancer. It's manifested. It's manifested to a really stronghold. Okay? And it may possibly take more than just getting free tonight. A lot of times people drink to get rid of the panic. A lot of times people do drugs to get rid of the panic. A lot of times people take on, this is when you might take on a gang mentality. This is when you might take on a macho thing. This is when you'll take on violence. This is when you'll take on something to be able to protect yourself. You could even take on foolishness. Justin was telling me that he took on like this hyperactivity thing. Like he just get doing something and acting, you know, and Alyssa said, oh God, get that out before the baby comes. And I forgot to get that out today, but we'll talk to him. But he came seeing that thing. So if you took on a coping mechanism, how did you handle it? Did you handle it with lots of locks and this, that, and the other? You know, what did you do? Lord, get all this out of us. Whoa, I wouldn't plan on doing this, but hey, what's new? Okay, so alarm triggers an intensity and irrational fear. Alarm tries to cause you to react. A panic sets in that makes you where you feel helpless, hopeless, and you can't react. And people, I've never had one. I think I've never had it. But it causes you not to be led of the Spirit. And it, from what I understand, it's so intense that people will do anything to avoid it. And that's where Satan has you. That's where people end up being not able to come out of their house, where people are afraid to stand on a platform, where people are afraid to get in an airplane. They'll do anything. Any place Satan decides to trigger that panic attack, that place then becomes a place you're afraid of. Okay? Is there anybody here who's had a panic attack? Okay! Da, la, la! Okay. All right, so you may need... You know how it goes. Some of you, it's going to get free. Some of you, this is going to loose some stuff. And when it does, you just take authority over it, bring the Holy Spirit into it. Many of you are mature enough now to know, just like I just did, okay? What I just did just took care of the wrong picture. Whoa, thank you, God, after all these years. So you may have to do this on your own. I can't call out everybody's inner healing. It's bringing Jesus into it, bringing truth. You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. It's bringing truth himself into the situation now that you know truth, okay? So whatever the thing, if something comes to your memory, if something comes up, don't worry about it. Just sit there and say, okay, God, here we go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now let me bring you into this. Bring the inner healing and let God bring it on. Terry saw one. I'm not going to say what it was necessarily, but she had a real strong fear thing come on her when she was young, which actually had me to have her preach next week. What God showed her about anxiety. Now, the alarm triggers intense irrational fear, which sets off a demon whose job is to bring forth a physical response, which is panic. So we want to break the power of the God of Pam. Okay, that's the name in the Greek for a God whose job was to trigger fear. All that was in the Webster Old Dictionary. P-A-N. Not Pam, Pan. It's out of the word panorus or something like that, but they called it Pan actually in the dictionary, okay? So you want to break the power of that. Because if it's gotten that strong in you, then why would it be a God? Because it decides what you can and can't do. Oh, this might be really good for you, huh, Margaret? Didn't you think about that? So God wants to break, you know, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Perfect love casts out fear. The reason we're able to get this out easy now, those who can't, because we know he loves us. We know we're wonderfully made. We know we bought a bunch of baloney from the enemy. We know that God's going to take care of us. Do you know what I mean? Even Justin, we say, he goes, this is so irrational. I know God loves me. I know I'm not going to do that anymore. I know I'm going to be a good father. I know, you know. And I said, that's why it's easy to get it out. If I got to still sit there and try to convince you of these things, you don't got the truth yet. You know the truth, but the anointing's going to break the yoke. But sometimes they only come out when you call them out by name, when you undo all their stuff. Yes. And see, that's one way you know that this thing is working. This particular demon, demons attached, because it's a come on you thing. Whoa, a lot of other fears that have come on you thing. This is almost like just a devil game. Like, oh, watch this. And then all these other things happen. It's like, la, 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 la. And it ends with, okay, so then once it triggers that thing, it's so intense you lose all, you know, it's hard to hear the Holy Spirit. It's irrational. It makes you feel like you're losing your mind. What is it? Fear causes you. The Bible's very clear. God has not given you a spirit of fear. He's given you love, okay? So what is the spirit of fear? It makes you have self-hate. It makes you have bitterness. It has you have hate. So God has not given us a spirit of fear. He's given us love, power. We know that God's power will defeat the enemy. We know that God's power is able to keep us and take care of us. God's given me power to overcome. Whoa, he's given me grace. He's given me his blood. He's even given me his power to destroy the works of the enemy. So I have love and I have power. Fear is going to cause you to think that you are powerless. And when Satan can take over in your body, it causes that. Because why? Because if a devil is operating in your body, you're going to feel a little bit powerless. Because why? You've lost all control. When something else is controlling your natural body, it's going to make your brain go into crazy. Because I don't have control over this. And that fear of that, the fear of losing your mind, the fear of losing all control, not surrendering control to Christ, losing control to the enemy. See, I surrender control to God, and then he's in control of my life. And that's the way Satan loses all control. It's the only way he loses all control. All right, love, power, and a sound mind. And all of this, and most of these issues that we've dealt with, really go after Satan. He wants your mind. He wants your soul. He wants to destroy your peace. So once he has a hold, the alarm system goes off in your mind. So you're losing your sound mind because of what's happening. Then when it takes over in your body, when a demon takes over in your body, you really start to lose your mind. And fear just grips you. And then after that, you get down to the paranoia, okay? Paranoia is being disillusioned. It's the log in your eye. It's not seeing things right. It's thinking things are happening that aren't happening. And to the degree that Satan can get you out of what's really happening and into a counterfeit in your thinking is to the degree you have lost your mind. I mean, one of the movies we're going to watch during one of these upcoming Saturday nights is Beautiful Mind. How many have seen that? It's very intense. But it really shows a lot of this stuff, you know, how the enemy comes in. And you even believe when people are really losing their mind, depending on the kind of things Satan's doing, you can really believe them. I mean, it would be very hard to be a judge somehow. You can hear two stories and both people are so convinced because they are. In their minds, they're not lying. They are disillusioned. So when Marion would say, I think somebody saw me at the gas station, I think all that was illusion, Marion. And we talked about paranoia and a lot of it went away. And so, but it's based on this. So let's just get the whole thing out. So that's the key. How is Satan going to steal your sound mind? He's going to bring fright on you. What's fright? Irrational fear. It's not like fear that you're going to have and have to work through. You know, if you see somebody coming in your house, you know, you're going to have some fear, but you still have God in charge. But irrational fear, and it can be used for the other kind of fear too, but irrational fear is like something jumping on you, like, you know, like the enemy going, okay, we're going to ambush them right now. It's like an ambush of the enemy. Let's put fear on them. Then let's attack their mind. Let's get them all alarmed and upset. Let's make their body respond to that. And then let's make them so afraid they become disillusional. That's the counterfeit of God suddenly. God's going to suddenly come. And he's going to saturate your flesh with who he is. Whoa. And it's going to cause your mind to go, I don't know what's going on, but God, I surrender to you. And you're going to have faith. And instead of being disillusional, you'll actually finally come to reality in Christ. And so Satan is doing, he's got a counterfeit of what God does do, but especially what God is going to do, I think, in a big way. And that's probably why fear is going to be so strong in these last days as God's about to pour out his spirit with his suddenlies. Now, in the real with God, if the Holy Spirit will warn us, he'll give us dreams, he'll show us things. But even if the enemy is attacking, God's alarm system, what the real would be is he shows us a way of escape. We hook into our mind, we're one with Christ, we hear the Lord. Just like Jesus walking through the crowds, God did not stop the people from trying to kill him. He gave him a supernatural escape. So what we want to know is that God's going to take care of us. The enemy's going to come against us. Things are going to attack us because the Bible says so. But that's okay because God's going to have me walk right through it. God's going to show me what to do. God's going to give me wisdom. God's going to take care of it. I'm not going to try to figure out intellectually. I'm not going to try to be in charge of it. I'm going to be able to click over to the Holy Ghost. And he's going to say, do this, do this. I'm going to show you this. Be obedient to this. He's going to teach you all different ways. He might give you dreams. He might give you tapes, whatever. That's what he does. That's the real. Okay? He's going to take over in your body. You're going to feel his presence. You're going to feel the peace of God. You're going to learn to enter into that peace. Do you know what I'm saying? You stay in that place so the peace really comes and saturates you. All right? And then, and all of that, there's not gonna be, like I said, there's going to be peace, the presence of God instead of the panic attack, God in your body, God manifesting, God being real. And then your reality is going to be more real than your situation. You're living in the kingdom, being led of the Spirit, when it doesn't make sense to anyone. They may think you're crazy, but you're actually more sane than anyone because you really do know God. You're hearing God. That's the real. All right? All right, so let's get rid of this thing. I'm going to let you stay sitting there, and we're going to do all the breaking power of it, okay? All right, if you get this, now, right now we're going to say, Lord, we release angels. Whoa. I found a scripture, believe it or not, in Psalms about the angels assigned to break the stuff off of you. I found it just the other night. Isn't that cool? Because I've been doing it, but I didn't know it was in the Bible. I was glad it's in there. Huh. Oh, Lord, don't ask me right now. I'll find it. I marked it somewhere in there. Actually, I'll tell you because I did mark it. I thought it was so cool. I just tell you this because you know how we've been releasing the breaker angels and asking God's angels around. You know, Holy Spirit does this stuff. I wrote it in the front of my Bible somewhere because I knew somebody would want to know. Psalms 34:7. I don't know if that's the only one. There was a couple things I wrote down. Now listen to this. The angel of the Lord camps around those who fear him and he sets them free. That's Psalms 34:7. Is that too good? The angel of the Lord camps around those who fear him, and he sets them free. Camp around me, Lord. Just set up your little tent right here.